episode 485, How to Stay Younger Longer.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? I pray that you had a magnificent Mother's Day. And guess what? Happy belated Mother's Day. If you're coming off going, I don't even remember the day. It was so wonderful. That's how Mother's Day should be every day. But you know what? Today is Mother's Day. It's another day for you to celebrate. It's another day for you to sit here and go, oh my gosh, I have this amazing opportunity to serve, to love on these beautiful children that I have, to love on my husband, to be able to give to those around me in the world that I touch. You are incredible. And I want you to know that going forward today, I want you to think about how you can impact the world around you, because you are an essential ingredient to the world, because God created you. He believes that much in where you are today. That just gives me goosebumps. That should send you like over the moon. And you should just be beaming right now with this joyful, amazing smile. You are incredible. And today we're here to talk about how to stay younger longer, because if you want to continue that impact, you got to stay young. You got to feel that within your own body so you can keep pushing and pressing ahead. That impact is what I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. And that's what you're doing today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this family. We are thrilled that you're here. You have sisters around the world, and we even have brothers that listen in too. Hey guys. But a lot of this, yes, is for women. We are directed towards women, mompreneurs, entrepreneurs, women who are staying at home, and they're sitting here going, I want more than just being a mom. And I'm not putting that down, but I know for me, my identity for a while was I'm just a mom. And you're not just a mom, but we settle on that statement so readily. And we just sit there, and then it begins to kind of haunt us the older we get. I don't want it to haunt you. You are not just a mom. You are a woman of impact. And today is your day. Hey, if you want to know more about what we do here at Create Your Now, or maybe you're saying, Christiane, I want to work with you. I've been listening to you for a while. I need some one-on-one attention. I want to have a discovery call with you. Head on over to createyournow.com. Click on Let's Connect. It's just a little email form. Send me something that says, Christiane, I want to have that discovery call. I want to talk with you. I want to know what it would be like to coach with you. I'm really not sure about this whole idea, but I'm interested. And also, if you're not sure about that, you need to be sure about the AIM Academy. You have got to sign up for the Inside Scoop, and that's all it is. All you are is to get on that list, so when the pertinent information comes out hot off the press, you are going to be the first to know. You want the inside scoop, okay? So head on over to createyournow.com. You can ask me questions, because I truly am here to serve you. I'm not just sitting here talking at a blank wall. I'm talking to you. I love you. We're in this journey together. We're partnering together. And it's amazing how awesome life can be when we begin to make kind of a little shift in it. I've made some shifts in my life. I've had to take some crazy steps that I thought, okay, I'm really stepping out on faith. But it's amazing what happens when you do that. So it's time that you create your now. Come on over. I want to hear from you. Okay, enough of the domestic beauties. We have got to get into the nitty-gritty here, and that is how to stay younger longer. If I had a magic potion for you to drink that would keep you younger, you probably would buy it, wouldn't you? You'd be like, I'm here. How much do you want for it? I want it. But you know what? I don't have that potion. I'm sorry. I don't. So how to stay younger longer is still the question. It's that lingering one. My daughter told me, my oldest, We were chit-chatting over Mother's Day, and she said, Mom, she goes, I was talking with my coworkers and friends and, you know, on Facebook, because she's on Facebook, I'm on Facebook, and she goes, they saw some pictures of you. And she goes, I just wanted you to know that they thought that, you know, you looked so young that, you know, you could be my sister. And I was like, really? And of course, I kind of began to smile, like really, really big smile, because I'm not young. I mean, my goodness, I've got a daughter who's in her 20s. I've got my baby. I mean, I have five. Yeah, I am not young. I feel young, though, within my heart. And she says, you know, they asked me, how does your mom stay so young? I mean, she's got five kids. She's moving and grooving. She's got her husband. She works and owns her own business. How does she stay younger longer? And I said, well, you know what, honey? That's a really good question. So, of course, we began to think about this. And I thought, what do I do different that maybe others don't? One of it, yes, is I exercise. And that's for another episode. We'll work on that. We got to do little bits at a time, because otherwise we'll be chatting forever. And you have a busy, productive day today, right? You're going to get on with your day. So we can't be here for 3 hours and talk about everything. But we can talk about one major thing that can help you. One secret that I use is this. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Eat your five a day. Eat your five a day. And what I mean by that is fruits and vegetables. You need to be eating five a day. And you're like, oh, that's easy. I do it. Do you really? Do you really eat your five a day? Because I think a lot of us think that. I know I did. Early on in my younger life, when I was doing pageants, for those of you who don't know, I did some teen pageants. I did the, oh my goodness, I'm blanking on it. I'll think of it in a minute. But it was a Miss Pageant that was specifically for high school seniors. And I cannot remember what it is, but I'll tell you later. And then it was the Miss America side of pageants. And so that's what I did. I did them for about 4 years. I think I participated in that whole process. No, I never won. Unfortunately, I was always the runner up. Yeah, the one left there holding the flowers going, if only, what did I do? And I can remember during those days, I could eat whatever I wanted. I could have as many carbs and sugars. I mean, seriously, my family called me garbage mouth. Why? Because I would come home after school and I would eat the leftovers. Now, not all at once, but I was the one who would quote unquote clean up. I was garbage mouth. And I love leftovers, actually, because I think they really tasted better. All the flavors just kind of, you know, melded together better. And they just, it was just something different. I loved it. And then sometimes I would create my own concoctions from it. Well, that doesn't do you a lot of good as you grow older, because you can't be garbage mouth, because your metabolism shifts. Your body says, I don't think I can do that anymore. I can't take in as much of that you think you're eating. And so when I was in my pageant years, I really thought I ate healthy. But I didn't eat as healthy as I could. So as I got older, I thought, I've got to really be on target here as to how I can feed the body that I want to have. Because God gave me one body. I only have one. And if I don't take care of it, then I can't take care of anybody. I can't have the family that I want. I can't take care of my husband. At the time, it was my boyfriend. There's just no way. I'm not going to be able to do what I was created to do. So I began digging deeper as to what I needed to do. And one of the biggest things that jumped out of all the research that I looked at, all the different studies, and there are like thousands upon thousands upon thousands of studies out there that, you know, you can read till you're blue in the face. And it talks about fruits and vegetables. It is so important. Why? Because fruits and vegetables have a substantial health benefit to you. They are high in fiber, packed with minerals and vitamins and antioxidants, stuff that, yeah, we think we can get out of a bottle or out of a boxed processed food. But I'm telling you now, you cannot. If God made it, if it's God made, it is so much better than man made. And also the sweetness of those vegetables and fruits, oh my gosh, it's like greatness exponential. It's just, oh, it's awesome. And it's just right, just what we need. So you've got to eat your five a day. So how do you know how to really eat your five a day? Because already you're thinking, okay, I'm done with this, Christiane. I'm turning you off because I know I eat my fruits and vegetables. Well, number one, you need to track how many fruits and vegetables you eat. You may be thinking, yes, I ate it. Yes, I eat it. I got it all covered. How many fruits and vegetables have you eaten up to this point today, right now, as you hear my voice? Maybe two? If you started out in the morning, maybe you grabbed a banana or an apple, or maybe you threw some berries into your drink that only counts as one serving barely. And depending upon how many berries you threw in or what type of berries, you know, if they're the, what I call the, some of these blackberries I've seen lately, they're like blackberries on steroids. They're like an inch big. They're huge. I mean, they're humongous. Anyway, you know, depending upon how many things you're throwing in that shake of yours that you're having in the morning, it may only count as one serving. So then maybe by lunchtime, maybe you thought you had a salad, but instead you had a sandwich which even didn't even have any lettuce or tomato on it. It was just kind of a plain sandwich. And then you come around to dinner and you had one vegetable. You've only had two of your five. But we think we're getting them all in. So number one, you've got to track and know how many fruits and vegetables you eat a day. That is essential. Okay? You got to start there first. That's why it's number one. Okay, then number two, you need to increase the greens you eat. And you got to go for the darker ones. Go for the dark side. Yes. Okay, I don't do Darth Vader very well. Go for the dark side. Yes, you want the dark side. You want those darker, greener vegetables. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret. You can sneak them into your shake. If you're ones who say, oh, I just do a shake in the morning. You know what? Spinach is the great, the best, the easiest go-to. It's pretty reasonably priced. Even if you buy organic, it's still reasonably priced. Okay. You can buy the baby spinach and you can do a handful or two and throw it in your shake. It will not change the flavor. Now, if you're talking about 2 to 3 or 4 cups of spinach, it's going to change the flavor. But if you're talking about 2 handfuls, you just grab it and plump it in, and you maybe you're putting it in with some whey protein, with maybe some blueberries, you are good to go. With some coconut oil, something like that. Yummy, yummy, yummy. You're not going to taste that spinach. A great way to get your greens in first thing, and your body's going to go, woohoo! It's going to wake up. You're going to feel bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I mean, your eyes are going to be so alive, okay? So increase the greens that you can eat. Now, if you like kale, I'm telling you now, in my opinion, and I have 5 picky children, they can smell things that are different. They're like, Mom, you put something in there. I'm like, okay, maybe I did. They know when I change like the pancake batter and I do something different to it. They're like, Mom, I don't think so. So kale is going to change it, but kale is the number one. If you can eat kale in your shake, that's great. That's fabulous. But if not, go for spinach. That's number two. And it's wonderful. If you're like, oh my gosh, Christiane, I just can't do any of that green stuff. I'm lucky to get iceberg. Then guess what? Start with iceberg lettuce. No, it does not have any amount of highly nutritional value, but it does get you started, and there is some fiber in it. There's also nutrients there. It's just not as great as eating spinach or kale. So what you do is you start with that. Then you can add in a little romaine lettuce eventually to it. Take out less of the iceberg. Then what you can do is begin to cut up your spinach and make it very, very fine, long lengths, as if it's almost like a parsley, okay? Think of it as a spice, and add that in to your romaine lettuce. And then eventually you can take out a little bit more romaine and do more of your spinach. You see, then you begin to kind of create a harmony within your palate, and you're like, okay, I can do that. I've accepted the taste. So number two is increase the greens you eat and go for what? The darker side. Okay, number three. Sorry, I was having fun with Darth Vader there. All right, so number three, you need to eat a colorful plate. And I'm not saying literally eat the colorful plate, but you need to have colorful things on it. I can remember a few weeks back, we did a brunch. And sometimes I just throw these things together. They're unplanned. But I had fresh blueberry, and it was a brunch. Actually, it wasn't a brunch because it was breakfast at dinner. And so we usually do breakfast for dinner a lot because my kids love eggs. They love, I mean, they just love a good breakfast meal, but we like to have it at night. And so we had strawberries and blueberries and blackberries and bananas, and we had eggs, and then I made fresh pancakes. It was amazing. We had some sausage and bacon, and oh my goodness, it was heaven. And they're like, oh, mom, look at my plate. It's so pretty. And then our youngest was sitting there decorating his pancake, you know, making a smiley face between the blueberries and the bacon strips and all of this. And it was adorable. Having fun. Yes, you need to play with your food to enjoy it. Eat a colorful plate, bright colors. There's a reason why God made those colors in our food. Why? Number one, the brighter colors that we use, they have higher antioxidants in them. They're better for us. So if you like peppers, when they're in season, get some extra peppers and cut them up. You can use them. Put them with hummus or your favorite dip. Yes, if the only way you can get it down is a little ranch, great, but maybe kind of lessen it. Don't eat like a half a bottle of ranch to get the vegetables down. Maybe you only start eating a quarter of a cup of ranch. You know what I'm talking about. But in order to get your kids to eat them, don't sit there and yell at them, you got to eat your vegetables. Make them enjoyable. You know, I used to tell that my little kids, when we had our day school, and then, of course, my own children, broccoli, and I would serve them fresh broccoli. And I said, we're going to eat our trees today. Let's go, you know, let's look at our trees. How high can we climb? And we would pretend to climb our trees, and then we would eat our, and it was fun. I know that sounds crazy, but if you have to start there, you start there. Eat a colorful plate. Why? Because we eat with our eyes first. We eat with our nose. Our taste buds, that's the last thing we eat. We want it to taste good, but we can train our taste buds, okay? But we've got to be able to eat with our eyes. So eat a colorful plate. That's number three. Number four, plan and prep for snack time. A huge, huge, huge bullet, okay? This is the bomb area. You want to have vegetables and fruits already available, easy to grab when the kiddos come home, easy for you to grab. When you've gone grocery shopping and you're coming home, I don't know about you, but all of a sudden I'm hungry for no reason. I could have had breakfast and lunch and gone shopping when I'm not really hungry, but I come home and I'm emptying the groceries and I'm like, I just want food. I'm hungry. I want to munch on something. I want something crunchy. So when I have my cucumbers and my peppers ready and my celery sticks, oh yes, and I can grab them and they sometimes taste sweeter than me having a piece of fruit. It's yummy, but you have to plan and prep. You can do this by, number one, buy for convenience. So if you have to and you want to spend a couple extra dollars because you have that in your budget, then buy for convenience. Buy the celery sticks that are already cut up and washed, where all you have to do is cut them like three times and there you go. You're done with them. You've got celery sticks. Okay, or if you can't, and in order to buy, then buy your vegetables and your fruits in season. That's a way to stretch your dollar. And if you're like, but I want blueberries, and blueberries aren't in season all year round and they get expensive, then buy the frozen ones. It's okay. They're yummy goodness for you, even frozen. Plan and prep will help save not only your money, your budget, and it'll stretch your budget, but it'll also save what? You. You want to feed your body from the inside out so you can glow from the outside in. Eat your five a day. Your fruits and veggies are the biggest secret to how to stay younger longer. So what are you going to eat today? What beautiful salad are you going to make? It's fun, you know, for this summer, think about in spring. I mean, I don't know about you, but our season is about ready to end here with school. We're coming up to our summer season, even though technically we're in spring, but I think summer because school's out, my mind goes to summer. You can have a salad bar and you can have different lean proteins available, maybe a different types of cheeses, and you don't have to buy a lot of it. Go and buy just a couple slices so they can taste some different types of cheeses, goat cheese, Swiss cheese, whatever cheese you want. Experiment with the different types. It's so fun, and let them create it. When kids get creative, you know, yes, don't necessarily hand them the knife to cut everything up, the vegetables. You're going to have to do some of that prep work. But have those tomatoes available. You don't have to buy a lot of them. Buy one and try it out. It's amazing what the kids think. And then, you know what? Add some crunchies onto it. You can add, not that I'm all for it, but you can add even some potato chips on top of it. Yeah, who would have thought? You know, if you can keep to a three ingredient, you know, or some Frito chips, something like that, a three ingredient processed food, that's better because you know what's actually in it. It's not all this other stuff that's made up. So you can have crunchies and they can be like, oh, look at this. This is really cool. And they enjoy it much more. And guess what? You don't have to do all the work. They can help. Eat your five a day is the best way you can stay younger longer. And I guarantee you that glow that you have, that you want to have, will glow not only from the inside out, but the outside in. Go out and smile today. Go eat your five. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.